Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a great day to look back at the year just passed and to figure out what we have to learn from it. What was it that made the year so miserable politically? Asked to summarize the year 2023 in politics, Republican pollster Whit Ayers is blunt. 2023 was a terrible year for America's political system. Indeed, writes Gerald Seib, the chronicle of dysfunction and misfires during the year was long and occasionally embarrassing. Both Americans and their representatives in an evenly divided Congress appeared locked into partisan silos that produced more paralysis than progress, though by year's end, there were a few encouraging signs of willingness to break out of those silos. We will get to that. We'll be talking about the progress in the nation and the progress even on the explosive issue of immigration and what to do to enhance border security with Ruben Navarrete, who is part of the conversation as a nationally syndicated columnist, a great friend of this show. We'll also be talking about the rise of anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic messages in schools and elsewhere. But first off, there is a real sense that that what is going on in our politics has to do with the Trump campaign, that it's central to everything that divides people in the U.S. And there was actually a piece in the New York Times where they analyzed the biggest applause lines in Trump's speeches. And those applause lines did not include things like his promise to be a dictator for a day when it comes to certain issues, or any of the great controversies about his new sale of NFTs, which include a few swatches from his suit and his tie and his suit jacket and his pants. It was all chopped up to help sell the full value of the Trump cards. There are a bunch of them. They're $4,800 each. But the lines in his applause lines that have been most popular in his speeches, Mr. Trump's biggest applause lines, suggests Michael Gold in the New York Times, from a speech in Reno, Nevada, on Sunday, many of which have been fixtures of his appeals to voters throughout the campaign. Here are what the applause lines are, and they're very brief. And again, I think it's important that people hear this and understand this is part of what excites people about the prospect of a very dramatic change under a Trump presidency. One of the big applause lines: on my very first day back in the White House, I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration. Now that's a little bit broad and general, but you can understand people applauding it. And then he says also, as soon as we win the election, the momentum of our great victory will immediately begin stopping the hordes of illegal alien migrants who are charging across our border by the hundreds of thousands. And in other words, he believes that he can help solve that problem just by winning the election without even doing anything in the Oval Office. Then he says, safety will again be restored so the children can go outside with their parents, mother and father, and play in the park without being beat up, molested, or shot. Well, that would certainly be that's a strong goal to try to achieve. And then he also says, I will rapidly end crooked Joe Biden's inflation nightmare and end his war on American energy, and we will drill, baby, drill. This is something where probably the president could make a rapid change in terms of, but it's going to be very controversial because it means undermining some of the concerns about climate change, which do not appear to be high on the Trump priority list. And then he says, I will never give one penny to any school that has a vaccine mandate or mask mandate. Now, that might go against a traditional conservative idea that schools should be a local matter rather than a federal directive. But, okay, big applause there. And then I will keep men out of women's sports. That's actually an issue that we haven't heard that much about recently, and I think because it's one of those issues where the number of people who feel strongly that transgendered athletes, former males, should be allowed to compete with women, that's not a huge crowd. Every time the radical left Democrats, Marxists, communists, and fascists indict me, I consider it a great badge of honor because I am being indicted for you. I'm not sure that I completely buy that logic, but that is one of the applause lines. And then he builds on it. He says, our enemies want to take away my freedom because I will never let them take away your freedom. In the end, they're not after me, they're after you. I just happen to be standing in the way. And he's standing in the way, but it would be maybe more positive for the Republican Party and for the country if he'd participate in debates along with other candidates, as long as other candidates survive in the GOP primaries. Meanwhile, there is one candidate who I think she's trying to sell her book, but Liz Cheney, the idea of her jumping into the race as either a Republican candidate or an independent. Here she was on Fox News talking about her decision, clip 7.
Could you get in this race?
You know, I haven't made a decision yet, but it really, it's not about me, Brett. And I say this again, you know, I come here to Fox and I sit in the Charles Krauthammer green room. And I know how revered Charles was by you, by me. And Charles taught us a whole bunch of things, but one of them is that some things have to matter. And rising above politics, rising above partisanship, recognizing our duty to the Constitution is the most conservative of all conservative principles. And so, again, this isn't about policy. You know, we started off on Biden administration foreign policy, with which I have big disagreements. His economic policy, big disagreements. It's not about that. It's about whether we're going to support people that are going to uphold the Constitution.
That's Liz Cheney. I think it's very doubtful she will be a candidate. Meanwhile, please join us today at michaelmedved.substack.com. We've just posted a new column. I think it's explosive, and I think it's very important. The title of the column, What Arab Majority Country Did Israel Allegedly Replace? And it's a very important question because it's very directly pertinent as part of our series on myths, mistakes, and outright lies about the Middle East conflict. That's all part of Michael Medved's context. That's the name of our Substack community. You can go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today for a bold unsung.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The great things about doing this show live is you can keep people up to date on breaking news. And there is some breaking news that is deeply encouraging. It's wonderful. It's good. U.S. senators are delaying their holiday recess. Hooray for you, senators. They're delaying their holiday recess to try to reach a deal to appropriate additional emergency funds for Ukraine's war to defend itself against Russian invasion. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane reports on the complicated talks that also involve immigration and border patrol. And you might ask, what exactly does aid for Ukraine, which is fighting for its life against Russia, have to do with immigration and border control? Somebody can really help make sense of that, and that is my friend Ruben Navarrete. And he says, introducing himself on his Substack station, NavarreteNation.substack.com, he says, I'm a Mexican-American Gen X centrist writer, author, and storyteller who pens a syndicated column, very popular syndicated column through the Washington Post syndicate. Okay, first of all, Ruben, I know you feel strongly, as I do, about the Ukraine aid. Do you fully endorse the idea that it is tied up in the Senate and the House of the United States, that aid for Ukraine is tied up with negotiations about border control?
Michael, great to be with you again. You know, I don't really buy that as a rationale. I understand that's what's put out for public consumption. I think for those of us who pay close attention, as you and I have over the last 6 months or so, we've seen a general public weariness of continuing to support Ukraine. I'm still committed to this cause, so are you, so are many others, but there's something about the lack of progress against Russia that has waned on public support. So Republicans see that, they feel that, Democrats do too, and Republicans are using the border as an excuse to do something they want to do, which is to pull back some of that funding, because more and more Americans just have a tough time, Michael, wrapping their head around the idea that we've spent $75 billion already and growing. Now, I think the cost of not fighting this battle is so much more, so much greater than that, and many Americans do too, but politicians aren't like you and me. As you can tell, they get squeamish, and I think they're squeamish, and they're using...
You there, Ruben?
Yes.
Yeah, I think we were just interrupted there. We lost you. But I do think people are squeamish and they're nervous. One of the things people are nervous about, and this is, again, breaking news, so I can confront you with it. You may not have heard it yet, but the CNBC All America Economic Survey just released today found that in a hypothetical head-to-head matchup, Donald Trump is beating Joe Biden with Latino voters by 5 points. He won close to, 70% of Latino voters last time. What has happened to Joe Biden's relationship with the America's largest minority, the Latino community?
Yeah, it's interesting, Michael. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton both did very well, you know, 71-72% respectively, with regard to Latinos in their reelection. But Joe Biden always had trouble with Latino voters. When he beat Donald Trump in 2020, he got something like 61% of the Latino vote, which is good enough to win, but you know, no great shakes. And the reason is, I think, so many Latinos didn't really see them, see Joe Biden as their first or second choice. You know, Bernie Sanders was very popular with Latinos up until the wire. But Biden never really has done much to reach out to Latinos. I've heard it explained that there's like this beat that goes on in the Latino community, and Joe Biden doesn't hear the beat. You know, he's just not in sync with us. He's someone who was born and raised in Delaware in a black and white America. He spent the last 50 years in politics dealing in black and white America. And he doesn't really understand the Asian community. He doesn't really understand the Latino community. And so now those numbers, Michael, have dropped, you know, through the floor. Now it's almost a jump ball. And the CNBC poll that you're talking about shows this really startling finding of, as you said, of Donald Trump actually beating Joe Biden by 5 points. And that is not a surprise, but it has a lot to do with just Biden relinquishing that constituency. this is not so much about what Trump is doing right, but a lot about what Joe Biden is doing wrong.
Do you think it would make it a difference with Latino Americans with the Democrats ran a, say, more youthful macho candidate or a strong female candidate?
Yes, I think new blood would be good for Latinos, I think, in general. But I think one of the things that Democrats have trouble with, Michael, is, you know, they want Joe Biden to appeal to the mainstream. They don't want it to be locked into a far left progressive policy on immigration. God forbid that they would, you know, think he opened up the border. So Latinos hear the Democratic Party telling them, basically, you have to vote for us because the Republican Party, they have these draconian and terrible restrictionist measures on immigration. You can't vote for them. You got to vote for us. But then they blink and they see that all of those restrictionist measures have been taken over by the Democrats, right? Joe Biden has morphed into Donald Trump on the border. He's opened up detention centers. He's building the wall. You know, he kept Title 42 in place. It's really hard, Michael, to find areas exactly where Biden and Trump are different on immigration. And so a lot of Latinos are saying, well, so much for that card. You can't play that card against us anymore. We're not so scared of Republicans because Democrats have become Republicans.
And speaking of Republicans and Democrats, Governor Greg Abbott traveled to the Rio Grande Valley yesterday to sign into law three bills that pour more money into his three-year effort to deter illegal immigration. He's going to be building about 40 miles of border wall. Texas is going to be building it. And he's passed a bill that authorizes, in fact, instructs the police. And I know this is sensitive for you because your dad was a cop for his whole life. Do you think that police officers are going to welcome this idea that they're going to have a new job of checking people's immigration status?
Not only are they not going to welcome it, but people who study crime, criminologists, will tell you this is one of those counterintuitive things that happens in politics. So Abbott and the Republicans are saying they're going to clean up Texas. They're going to crack down on this criminal behavior, i.e. people come across the border illegally. But in turn, they're going to create more and more criminal activity because the immigrant community in Texas is going to go underground. They will not report now to police when they are the victims of crime, whether it's domestic violence or robbery or whatever, assault, rape. Whenever you have a Latino immigrant who's a victim of one of those crimes, they're not going to report those things to police. So the word's going to get out to all the bad guys, hey, that community is easy prey. You're going to see crime rates spike in those places. It's counterintuitive. Greg Abbott is basically the former attorney general, now governor of Texas. He's come up with a brilliant plan to increase crime in Texas.
Let's hope you're wrong. We will be right back with Ruben Navarrete writing about the upsurge in anti-Semitism. Why? Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The governor of Texas is facing criticism from the White House for signing a bill that criminalizes illegal immigration at the state level.
Look, this is an extreme loss that will not and does not make the communities in Texas safer. It just doesn't.
Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said the Justice Department is in the process of deciding whether to file a lawsuit against Texas. Hunter Biden will be arraigned in January on tax charges. The president's son is expected to make his first appearance in Los Angeles on the 9 tax-related charges. It's set for January 11th. Over the next 2 weeks, airports are expected to be very busy due to the holiday season. The TSA foresees a 6% rise in air travel at airports nationwide during the 3 busiest days of the holiday season compared to last year. The peak travel days are expected to be Thursday, Friday, and New Year's Day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to be joined in this week before the great Christmas holiday by Ruben Navarrete, who is a... can be found at NavarreteNation.substack.com, and he is syndicated nationally, internationally, really, by the Washington Post as a columnist. You have one column that has a fairly harsh headline for a very harsh reality. It says, anti-Semitism can be found on both the right wing and the left wing. The whole beep bird is infected. How did that whole bird get infected in a country whose beginnings with a tiny, minuscule Jewish community featured such positive relations and reactions to that Jewish community by John Adams, George Washington himself, and many others of the founding fathers? How did the American bird get infected by anti-Semitism?
You know, I think if you look back on our history, you'll see that the time period of the 1920s and 30s and 40s and 50s were incredibly tense with regard to the experience that Jewish people were having, particularly in the Midwest. You see in the South and in the Midwest, I've spoken to Jewish people who grew up in Kansas, and they said you had no idea what it was like in those time periods. And I think that what happened, Michael, is we really turned a blind eye. I'm not Jewish, and you know, a good number of my friends are, but we've turned a blind eye to anti-Semitism for so long that it was all around us. You could consume it by watching videos or watching movies or reading books or hearing testimony. And so what I've been struck by a couple of things recently, just since October 7th. One is the degree to which people have been willfully blind to anti-Semitism, and friends of mine on the right wing, Republican friends of mine, who say, oh, my gosh, I had no idea there was all this anti-Semitism. And I thought, it's only been around for 5,000 years. Where have you been? You know, I mean, I could be minding my own business watching an episode of The Waltons, as I did when I was a kid. I love that show. And there were very well-done episodes there about anti-Semitism in the 1930s and 40s. So you really have to be willfully blind to have missed it. And the second part that troubles me, I was on a radio show, and this is really what inspired the column you talked about in Substack. I was on a radio show with a good friend of mine who's several clicks to the right of me. He lives in Texas. He's a Texas Republican conservative. And he was sort of gleefully delighting in the fact that there were all these cases of anti-Semitism on the left. Well, he's right about that. You know, the squad and so much stuff in the Democratic Party is rife with anti-Semitism. But I told him, I'm not going to let you off the hook, because if you've been paying attention, there's just as much anti-Semitism, if not more, on the right wing. And I started mentioning, you know, the Charlottesville tiki torch-carrying MAGA protesters at the University of Virginia. Jews will not replace us. And then, of course, I went to the treasure trove, which is Patrick Buchanan, a lifelong Republican and known anti-Semite. You know, William F. Buckley, as you recall, in 1991 famously wrote a 20,000-word essay in National Review making the case that Buchanan was an anti-Semite. So I've become really impatient with my friends, my conservative friends, who are quick to point out anti-Semitism on the left, but they've been blind to it all these many years on the right.
Yeah, well, Pat Buchanan, it's interesting. I wish him well. He should live and be well. But he wrote a book suggesting that Franklin Roosevelt was wrong to support Churchill and the British in World War II, that basically we were on the wrong side because the Nazis were anti-communist. And first of all, they weren't anti-communist. They made a non-aggression pact with Stalin until Hitler decided to go back on it and attack him. But it is a phenomenon, and there actually has been some very good writing recently about what people in Israel and the United States have learned about the necessity to try to come together and to come together with friends and allies. Have you seen some of this this photography, and then there's videos of the tunnel system underground, some 300 feet underground, and big enough that you can drive trucks through the tunnels? What amazes me is that people who are calling for an immediate ceasefire are calling in effect for those tunnels to continue to exist.
Right.
And the amount of money and effort going into building these instruments of death when you have people who really could use some help, and some of that money that is sent by Qatar and by the United Nations to Gaza could probably be more constructively employed in building terror tunnels.
Right. You know, I've been since October 7th, 1,000% in the camp of my Israeli friends. I'm trying to be as true an ally as I can be. And, you know, I've said repeatedly, I'm with you. They've got to go through me to get to you. But I've been reined in as often as I can. Some folks try to rein me in. A lot of my editors and folks in mainstream media, I think, are very nervous about this kind of stance in favor of Israel. And a lot of them are Jewish American editors and friends of mine. And, who, you know, are reining me in, or trying to anyway. And I think there is a need to say clearly what you said, which is, if you have a ceasefire and you allow Hamas to get up off the ground and regroup and reopen the tunnels, and furthermore, you have public statements from leaders of Hamas around the world saying, we'll do this again. We will repeat what happened on October 7th. We promise you we'll do it again. Well, it seems to me that if you're in favor of a ceasefire and you're in favor of just, you know, everybody going home, you're basically saying you're okay with this idea that there would be repeated instances of October 7th over and over and over again. And I think that's just unconscionable. I can't believe that my progressive friends on the left believe that.
Well, again, it's partially they apply that whole model of colonialism, and which is very peculiar because you've been to Israel. And you know that the majority of the Jewish community in Israel, it's 55%, are not people from Europe. They're people whose ancestry was in North Africa, and in the Middle East, and people from Morocco and Libya and Egypt and Iran, who are a majority of the Jewish people who actually live in Israel. So that also goes to that idea of the Israel as an apartheid nation. Have you followed the contest in New York's 3rd Congressional District for a successor to George Santos?
No, not yet. I've not.
Well, I have to tell you, there's a most remarkable Republican, and she's now officially nominated by the Republican Party. Her name is Meza Pilip. She is born in Ethiopia. Her Jewish family fled Ethiopia for Israel when she was 12. She became a paratrooper and an officer in the IDF, got two master's degrees, came to the United States with her husband and seven children, and she got elected to the county council in Nassau County, New York, and now she is the Republican, conservative, very pro-Israel Republican who is running for George Santos' seat. So keep her in your prayers and hopes, because certainly would be a strong upgrade from Santos.
Absolutely. Michael, let me just say quickly, I know we're short on time, but I just wanted to thank you personally. I've gotten a lot smarter in the last 10 weeks or so by devouring as much as I can from Michael Medved, Brett Stevens, Barry Weiss, Michael Oren, Dan Senor, you know, hearing from the journalists in Israel, dispelling the myths and the lies and the misconceptions that are out there. And I realized, even though I've been to Israel and I soaked up so much there, we had a meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu in his second go around as prime minister. I didn't know anything until the last 10 weeks or so, because there's so much smart commentary out there, and I'm taking on as much as I can. And those of us who are non-Jewish, we just have to pledge at the top of our lungs over and over again that we stand with you and the Jewish people in the state of Israel.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas to the Navarrete family. We will be right back for some outrageous political excesses coming up. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, reading more and more about this very controversial new series of laws that were passed in Texas, signed by Governor Abbott. They now are part of a counterattack to really try to make a difference in terms of the flow of illegal immigrants, which everyone in the country, I don't care what side you're on politically, it's too much. And we do need to get better control of border security. And even people who are pro-legal immigration have to look at this. What's fascinating about it is that in writing in the Texas Tribune about this new law, the new law prohibits police from arresting migrants in public schools. Well, that's good. It prohibits police from arresting illegal migrants in churches or other places of worship, from hospitals or facilities that provide forensic medical examinations to sexual assault survivors. In other words, if it turns out you have been victimized by sexual assault and you are getting medical attention to determine the nature of the assault or whether it happened, police can't arrest you in that circumstance. They add, the bill does not prohibit arrests on college or university campuses. Can you imagine in today's climate, politically, the Texas Rangers or other law enforcement personnel in Texas go to the campus of University of Texas and start arresting people who don't have proper documentation? And they do put in the Texas Tribune this alert, and I think it's very, very important that people, when they're looking at these laws and what's happening, and Texas trying to pressure, frankly, the federal government to do a better job of doing this job about restricting illegal entry into the United States. It says Texas is not the first state to empower its police to pursue undocumented immigrants. In 2010, Arizona lawmakers passed Senate Bill 1070, which made it a state crime for legal immigrants not to carry their immigration papers, and it required police to investigate the immigration status of any person they come into contact with. In a landmark 2012 case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that local police didn't have the authority to arrest someone solely based on their immigration status. and said that responsibility falls to the federal government, and that legislation went away because it was unconstitutional. Could that happen here? Well, anything can happen here in our crazy political environment. Kathy Hochul, who at one point had started off as governor of New York, and it looked, oh, she was going to be a moderate Democrat, she was going to be reasonable, not so much. She is just getting ready to sign new legislation creating a board, just what they need in New York City and in New York State. But the purpose of the board will be to consider reparations for New York residents of African descent. Here is clip 15, Governor Hochul talking about this new initiative.
Now in New York, we like to think we're on the right side of this. You know, slavery was a product of the South, the Confederacy. We're proud of the legacy of incredible warriors for justice and liberation and the thousands of New York soldiers who went to fight these battles on the right side of history in the Civil War. We're proud to be home of courageous leaders like Harriet Tubman, conductor of the Underground Railroad buried up in Auburn, New York, to Tjornor Truth, Frederick Douglass, and abolitionists like John Brown, whose farm is way in the North Country. We're proud to embrace the deliverance from slavery from the Underground Railroad itself, which ran from New York all the way to Canada, crossing over in Niagara Falls, where I was yesterday, and that had the strong support of many good and much goodwill from residents of this state. So it's easy for us to pat ourselves on the back, right? We did all this. A lot of other states didn't step up. We had the leaders here. We took this on. We can say we're the heroes. We're the ones who fought against slavery. And indeed, many did. What is hard to embrace is the fact that our state also flourished from that slavery. It's not a beautiful story, but indeed it is the truth.
Okay, again, what she's neglecting is the fact that long before the Civil War, slavery was eliminated in New York State. And the idea that now, at this moment in the United States, they're going to look at statewide reparations. I mean, this has been a disaster in California. And frankly, it's one of the reasons and one of the problems the Democratic Party has, because they have to deal with this extreme left, which is demanding reparations now and forever. And by the way, they also end up supporting people like the pro-Hamas demonstrators who turned up at the West Village. The West Village in New York City, by the way, has a substantial Jewish population, as most of New York City does. But here is what they sounded like in their ardent demonstration. This is clip 12. Saying is NYPD, New York Police Department, KKK, and IDF, Israel Defense Forces, are all the same. Really? Well, that's where you are on the extreme left. Coming up, there's a film that talks about those extreme left-wing attitudes, particularly when it comes to race, and the ridiculous way that people on the left sometimes stereotype black people as helpless losers. The movie, which is superb, is called American Fiction. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jeffrey Wright plays a college professor struggling as a novelist who's told that he can only succeed if he fills his work with more black stereotypes. That's the premise for the sly new comedy, American Fiction.
Deadbeat dads, rappers, crack. You said you wanted black stuff. That's black, right?
I see what you're doing.
The dumber I behave, the richer I get.
filled with marvelous performances by Tracy Ellis Ross, Leslie Uggams, and especially Jeffrey Wright, who's Oscar-worthy. This movie is simultaneously deeply touching and undeniably hilarious. Based on the novel Erasure and focusing on one-dimensional white views of what it means to be black, it's rated R mostly for language, especially the F word, which plays a prominent role in the proceedings. 3 stars for the original, impressive, and thought-provoking American Fiction, now playing in theaters. And, this is actually got Jeffrey Wright a nomination for the Golden Globes, and he will be a major Best Actor contender, very well deserved, for the upcoming Oscars. Meanwhile, there are sometimes polls that just give you results that you slap your forehead and say, what is going on? A new poll shows that 1 in 5 young Americans under 29, believe that the Holocaust is a myth. Really? Do you think they got that at school? Where'd they get that? We will talk about it next time on the Medved Show. And one of the leading British newspapers says that Biden has lost his battle for the soul of America. Is that true? We will consider that next time, Wednesday, on the Medved Show. And a judge has halted the removal of a Confederate memorial from Arlington National Cemetery. They weren't going to destroy it. They were going to move it to another historic battlefield in Virginia. That was the work of Governor Youngkin. But does it matter that the judge who made the order to stop the removal of the Confederate memorial was appointed by Trump? And another survey that shows that 70% of British Jews are hiding their Jewish identity, and almost half have considered leaving Great Britain since the 7th of October. We'll cover that and much more next time, Wednesday, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.